Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Ryan.
This is Angie.
And welcome to the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. I've noticed that I always say welcome to all you freaks out there, but never tell them what they're listening to. Although, if you click the link, you should know the name of the show by now. Just saying. Hope everyone's having a good Monday here. We just got finished eating Chinese food.
Yum.
Yes, it was good. Very good. I just got off of work delivering pizzas.
Slinging the Z's.
Slinging the Z's, as they say. I don't think anybody actually says that, but maybe I could start a trend or something.
You are a trendsetter.
I'm a trendsetter. At least I like to tell myself that when I look at myself in the morning and I get dressed. So,
you say, yeah. Hello, you fine trendsetter, you.
Exactly.
That's RJ in the back playing with his toy, but he's not screaming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure which is worse, that or the screaming. I'm pretty sure the screaming's worse. He's kind of in rare form tonight.
Yeah, so I probably won't make it through the whole show.
But he's in his walker now, so hopefully he'll stay calm for a little bit at least. So what's going on? What do you have going on? How you feeling?
I got the same thing going on you got going on probably. Just started a new medicine today, not making me feel too great. Let me give the baby some treats. You tell him what's going on.
You got it. Yes. She's on a new medicine. Her blood sugar's kind of high, so she's going to be on this new medication, hopefully. It'll get her feeling better. As far as myself, let's see here. Well, I just told you I was working tonight at Pizza Hut, which I realize is completely riveting information that everyone wants to know about. We have
RJ's first birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's shit. That's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
How could you forget about our
birthday? I mean, I'm
this
focused.
This is the most important thing on the universe.
I'm focused on the show right now. But actually, I wrote it down on my list. That's why exactly why I have an outline of what I want to talk about. Angie makes fun of me for doing this, but I forget stuff. Okay, I'm old. I'm like early Alzheimer's over here.
Early ancient old?
Yes. Yeah. So I write down a nice little outline of what we're talking about here. And RJ's birthday was second on the list.
Oh, what was first on the list? Did I skip something? Roy,
first.
With my random off-the-sleeve talking.
I was going to talk about our guest.
Oh.
April Rhone, psychic medium, and April Rhone, and entrepreneur. She's our guest coming on the show tonight. She is going to be doing live readings, and we talked to her about what she has going on and everything else. You know, and I like to say I a lot.
You know, you're like my mom.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So back to back to what's going on. We have April coming on the show. She said she was on hold, but I'm not sure which number is hers. So if she can press 1, I would certainly appreciate it. We went to King's Dominion this past weekend. That was fun.
That was fun.
Got to walk around. Can't really ride the rides because RJ can't ride rides yet, but we got to get some fresh air. Went to Paracon last weekend.
That was super fun.
Which we talked about, but I didn't talk about what we started getting into on the way home. We actually started getting into audiobooks. Now, my question is if I put in an audiobook that I'd never read before, but listened to it, do they still go back and read it? Or does it count? I listen to it on an audiobook.
I think it counts if you listen to it on audiobook because you're hearing the same exact words.
But does it make it as smart to listen to it as it is to read it?
Depends on how you retain knowledge. It's been proven that people learn different ways. Some people learn by listening. Some people learn by reading. Some people learn by demonstration so that those people could go to a play.
Yeah.
And they would get more out of it than reading the book if it's based on the book.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I mean, I don't have time to read, really.
You have time to read.
When?
You could read at night for you to fall asleep instead of playing on your phone.
Well, I've got to read my wrestling information. But there's some books I have that I need to read that I'm going to read. But some books that I don't, you know, really want to go out and buy, I'll do the audio.
There's a library. Huge library. It's that place.
Well, the audio book is like
boom,
on my phone. Just return the book I'm listening to and then get another one. Boom, on my phone. Let's see here. Yeah, we got RJ's birthday coming up May 18th. So if everyone wants to come out, free invitation. You know, but people coming from all over the world. RJ's birthday party.
That would be nice. I've had nightmares that nobody comes.
RJ's birthday throwdown. Well, you know, people are going to come. Just how many people are going to come? That's the question.
No, I have nightmares that nobody comes.
Well, I don't think we'll have that problem. I hope not, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. On May 25th, we've got the flag placing at Evergreen Cemetery and East End Cemetery. And now we're placing flags at Woodlawn Cemetery. 3 cemeteries, 1 day.
Wow.
And we're placing flags to honor the veterans that are buried there.
The cemetery tour.
Yes. Every Memorial Day and Veterans Day. You go out there and place flags by the graves.
So what's the story about Woodlawn Cemetery? Do you know?
No idea. It was an abandoned cemetery. They started cleaning it up, and they found some veterans' graves. So they asked us to go out there and place some flags.
That's got to feel good, them asking you, knowing that you've done such a good job at Evergreen.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely rewarding that they've come to us and asked us to come out there and place some flags and stuff. So, and plus, it's a fun event, but it's a fun day. It's a fun thing to do. Go out there and, you know, you get to be outside.
A lot of bonding, brotherhood going
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you want a fun drinking game, like I said before, every time I say the words you know during this show,
turn it up.
You may be going to the hospital for alcohol poisoning because,
you know,
I say it a lot. You know what? Take a shot.
No, I don't know.
We actually have a Twitter account.
What?
I seldom use. Sometimes I'll go crazy. I'll tweet something out, but it's Let's Get Freaky 10.
Really?
Yes.
How did I not know this?
Yeah. Well, we made the account years ago.
Well, we have a Facebook page that we never use. You should let me use that.
Use it for what?
Post cool stuff.
You can post cool stuff on it. I'll make you a manager.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, then.
I'm not keeping you from using it. You can do anything you want to. Oh, that's what we have all the news. I can't even speak. I'm so excited to talk to April. God. We have a Instagram account, too.
What?
I think it's Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. Lots to type in, but it's worth it. Because we have awesome photographs of pretty much what we put on our Facebook page. So if you follow our Facebook page, you can figure us know what we have on our Instagram. Nothing really special there, but we like getting followers, so, you know, follow us.
Be cool.
Do what the kids
make us cool.
Do what the cool kids do and follow us. Follow the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show because we're cool. At least we like to think we are.
My baby thinks I'm cool.
My baby thinks we're both cool. We're super cool. Huh. So we've gotten past all the news and everything, all the upcoming events. We have events coming up in June, but...
Like my birthday.
Yes.
That's the most important event.
Exactly what I was going to talk about.
Birthday. It is almost the month of Angie.
You know what? My daughter is turning 16. Six freaking teen in June. That's crazy. And my son's turning one in May.
Both monumental things.
I know. It's going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Making myself feel old just thinking about it. But let's get to our guest. We've her on a hold long enough. Gibber jabbering over here. I think she's ready to come on. I met April about 3 years ago. She had come up with Carissa Fleck to check out the cabin on 360. She was doing a tour or something with her. And she actually stayed at my parents' house.
Oh, that's cool.
I actually have an old Facebook Live video I took of us at the cabin back when there were no decorations there. No, I'm talking old school OG cabin videos.
Is that the one where...
Where Chris was lying on the floor and you got that Melissa?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah. That was it.
That was before y'all knew her name, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was way before. That was before we called it the Rape Murder House because we had no idea what the hell else to call it. So, anywho, we are excited to have her on the show. Can't believe it took us this long to get her on the show. But better late than never.
Always.
That's what I always say. So I like to go ahead and put her on the show. Hello, welcome.
Hey. Hello, Angie. It's nice to officially kind of meet you.
Same here.
And happy birthday to your little man. He's adorable,
yeah.
And I cannot believe how old your daughter's going to be.
Yeah, it's definitely a shock to the system when you start thinking about it.
Yeah, because when I met her, I remember Chris and I saying she's gorgeous. She needs to stay little, and
yeah, she is beautiful.
Right, and they don't stay little, and that's the problem. So you have a beautiful, smart little woman on your hands there.
Well, now actually I have two beautiful, smart little women on my hands because Angie's got a 13-year-old.
Oh, dear gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's so much estrogen in this house. I'm glad we have RJ to kind of even the odds because I was severely outnumbered.
Severely
yes.
outnumbered. He still is.
Yes.
Don't let him try to fool you.
Yeah, RJ's definitely a mama's boy. So,
aww.
You know.
The women run this house. That's
yeah.
certain.
Yeah, I just kind of do what I'm told.
Smiles and nods.
Exactly. It's easier that way.
Sometimes. Yes, sometimes.
So how's life treating you down there?
Life is actually, well, it's Florida, so it is beautiful and then horribly windy and rainy. But life is flowing. It's wonderful
mm-hmm.
down here. I haven't done a lot of paranormal events in a while. In fact, that tour was kind of one of those last big things that I did in terms of, you know, being in such an active environment. In fact, you were talking
mm-hmm.
about the video when we went live, and I was the psychic medium up against the wall, as far away from anything that could touch me that I could
see. Oh, yeah,
see.
That was that. You were definitely getting some bad feelings at the house that night.
Yeah, it was wild, but yeah, definitely a great experience. But I've just kind of stayed out of a lot of the paranormal stuff that I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a little different. But it is nice to take a little breather.
Yeah,
you know, you can get up to your
sometimes
eyeballs
you need to.
In cases, and you have to. You absolutely have
mm-hmm.
to. And I've been busy with my own clients and, you know, doing more workshops and co-creating, and it's been fun. It's been a little different. But I do miss my paranormal, you know, my paranormal work.
Have you ever thought about going back into it?
Yeah, I get sucked into it from time to time where there's cases where somebody would need additional information. I do a lot of remote viewing, so sometimes people will have me, you know, kind of channel in and see what I offer. I love doing that.
yeah.
I did get involved in a few more missing persons cases that I don't like doing at all, but I get sucked into it and I help wherever
mm-hmm.
I can. Yeah, those aren't as inspiring or challenging as the paranormal cases. But yeah, I definitely want to get back into it. Braxton has taken a little bit of a break. We had a bit of a paranormal scare about 2.5
mm-hmm.
years ago. So we've taken a backseat for a reason until we feel really safe about going back in. You know, this
yeah.
field is definitely a field that you're going to get stuff on your shoe from time to time, you know. You have to learn how to, you know, how to work with energy and how to deal with that. So we've definitely learned how to deal with it by doing lots of other things and staying out of the way.
Yeah, that's the thing about the paranormal. You don't really know what you're dealing with. You have an idea, but even, you know, even the idea, you're like, it's still a lot of stuff we don't know. And if someone
mm-hmm.
like you or yourself can get into a situation where you have to step back and be like, all right, you know, I've got to stop doing this for a while.
Uh-huh.
Imagine what, you know, people who have no experience at all, and they get caught into something, and they don't even realize that it's paranormal that's bugging them. They think they'll go to doctors, they'll get psychiatrists to talk to them, and nobody can figure out what's going on, but the whole time it's something like an attachment or something, and they have no idea.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, most of the times that I get called in is for cleanup. It's after, certain individuals were called in to help, or, family members or friends took things on their own and tried to do certain things. And, I'm stuttering because sometimes it actually got very, very scary, and I'm good at what I do. I love what I do, but when you are tired and exhausted and your force fields are low and there is something that is a little a little more sinister and calculated, that's often when darker energy strikes. There is no such thing mm-hmm. as time on the other side. And so a lot of times darker energy or lower vibrational energy will wait until you are exhausted, you're PMSing, you're not eating right, you're having financial issues, and that is when, all of a sudden you realize you're more depressed than normal, you're more irritable than normal, it starts to affect your relationship, and, it's a problem, and often, by the time you realize, and I do this work, and we were going on 2 years not even knowing what was happening, by the time you realize, something is a little too close for comfort, it's already caused so many problems. And, I just like to tell people just to be careful. It's great to be fearless. I love being fearless, but like you said, you don't know what you're coming up against.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not, suggesting that every mental problem that people have after going on investigations due to the paranormal. But it is a possibility, that it could be something like that. And people who don't take it seriously, don't take protecting themselves seriously, could run the risk of having something like that happen, And you take it seriously, and you still had something happen to you. So, imagine people who don't take it seriously.
Well, so many people talk about the word attachments, and, I've talked to some people in the field and they're like, attachments are few and far between. And then after 10 years of doing this work professionally, I've realized that attachments are like, parasites that just love to create chaos. And if they could just, sit on your last nerve, and then that causes you to sit on Angie's last nerve. And then, it's keeping us in a vibration that is, it has disconnected us from ourself, from our power, from love. And so a lot of it is not possession and head spinning and pea soup everywhere. No, that's just a really bad drinking night. But, a lot of it is
I've had those
more,
nights before.
I have too back in the day, but a lot of that behavior, it's not to take over your life, it's to aggravate it, to postpone your happiness, to throw a wrench in everything. And as long as it can keep you depressed and keep you questioning yourself and, keep you afraid, sometimes a fear of success and fear of failure, then it keeps you very mediocre, and that's not why we came here. So, I just don't – the problem being intuitive is there are a lot of times that they know that I know that they know that I know, and it gets a little personal. And they'll throw crap in my – very clairvoyantly in my thoughts. And so I have had to back away a little bit and do some more grounding and get real solid with my faith. Because, it's one thing to go into a real active environment and it's an old man that's just growling. It's another thing to walk into an environment that is dark, very dark. And if your faith is wavering just a little bit, that is Cinco de Mayo to them. So, I just find it's all energy. I do find it fascinating.
Now, do you have to shield yourself when you go out in public, like as far as like energy is concerned?
I have to shield myself before I talk to my husband sometimes. You know, that's what empaths are, you know, individuals that feel the exact emotions of living beings. And so empaths often walk right into everybody's bad mood. And if you don't shield yourself, even just getting up in the morning and going into your day, you tend to become more of a sponge instead of a filter. And, you know, and a lot of empaths are very, very necessary right now. And so, you know, I try to keep people that are open and emotional and feeling, and it's important to be that way. We just have to keep your energy up, your force field solid, you know, the shielding. I think it's very important.
So, I mean, to me, the word empath sounds like you're just taking everyone else's bad energy and making it your own. This feels like kind of a, it doesn't seem to me to be like a great way to live. What is empath mean to you?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to tell him, like, it's not just the bad energy, though. Like, you know, you also get those things where, you know, when you're out to eat and someone's having a celebration in the next room, like, you totally catch that buzz as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if someone's hurting, like, if someone gets mad or someone's hurting, I hurt. Like, I'll get a pain, like a tinge of pain, like, in my hand, and I feel, like, really bad. But... But I don't really feel happy when other people are happy. I don't feel sad when other people are sad. Happy.
I mean, maybe it's just me. Like, maybe I choose to pick up on the good stuff as well.
I'm just a person.
Well,
yeah,
that's
someday.
I think that's the thing with empathy is first becoming aware that you might be an empath or you're just sensitive to energy. And once you're aware of it, then choosing, like Angie, you said, you know, maybe I just choose to connect to that energy more. You are absolutely correct. An empath is going to be open to emotion anyway, whether it's nature, whether it's like you were talking about, you know, physically you could feel certain things. Some empaths are physical empaths. There are times in readings where my heartbeat will actually I could have heart palpitations. I'll feel pressure on my chest. Sometimes I have a hard time breathing. And really, empaths, it's a blessing, not a curse. But you're right. It feels like a curse first. But if we don't feel those feelings, that's what connects us as human beings.
Yeah.
You know, and when you realize you are an empath, it is so important to shield your energy, to do things that empaths need to do to take care of themselves, like people who are anemic or, you know, people that are gifted. Sometimes people that are in certain classes, you know, my daughter is amazing with academics. Me, not so much. And so I could totally stay with the average crowd. She would get bored. So, you know, knowing what you are, then you know how to take care of yourself. And ultimately, it's a win-win because you're able to plug in to all of those people, whether they're in body or they're not in body, that come across your path.
I know there are certain times I'll go to a place, like maybe an antique shop or just the mall or Walmart in general. And I'll be fine walking into the store, but then when I get in there, it's like I get this huge headache, and I don't know where it comes from. I think it might be the energy of people around me.
Well, there are some people that are incredibly sensitive to energy that may not necessarily be an empath. The fact is also that you are a little bit of an older soul, but you don't meditate or breathe on a regular basis. And so that breathing and meditating will actually vibrationally align you. So when you do go into those environments, you will automatically intuitively know which way to go and which way to what areas to avoid. So, you know, that's the awareness you have. Now it's about literally stepping into your power so you don't become drained. You know, you don't get those headaches. You know, because you will absorb. I mean, I went through a period before I, you know, went into my, I wrote a workbook on empathy. I was depressed and couldn't get off the couch for a few weeks. And I'm thinking, this is like weird. It's not like me. And I was picking up on one of our neighbors who was going through a severe depression at that time. But I was also not taking care of myself energetically or vibrationally. So I sucked it all in, you know. And but you would definitely benefit from breathing, you know, more conscious breathing. I know Angie's probably laughing under her breath, but, you know, more conscious breathing throughout the day. You know, that will actually allow you to connect to your moment and your core. And you might find that it makes you run away from Walmart instead of running into Walmart.
I hate going to Walmart. That's like the worst store ever.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to get into more meditation as far as but I've been listening to more like. Visual meditations.
Okay.
It's hard for me to completely clear my. I'm not sure if other people have the same problem I do, but they always say clear your mind when you want to meditate. But you know, when I'm trying to clear my mind, all I'm thinking about is clearing my mind, which is not clearing my mind because I'm still thinking about something, which is clearing my mind. I know it's confusing, but. It's like
your mind is
not think of anything.
Your mind, correct. Yeah. I will give you a quick little a hack or a little tool that you could use that will help you focus on a clear mind instead of clearing your mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready for any kind of information you can give us.
Okay. And then Angie could totally hold you to this because it's very easy and doable. I tell people all the time, when you are on the toilet, that is when you need to breathe. It's your adult time out. And so when you have that moment or before you, you know, you get into the car after Walmart, put your seatbelts on, before you leave, sit there for a moment and do three or four slow, deep breaths. A, it's going to piss you off because it's going to force you to practice patience, which is exactly why it's going to upset you. That's a specific message for you, Ryan. But when you count, when you mentally count as you breathe in, you count for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold it in your gut for a count of four. And then open your mouth and slowly exhale for a count of five or six. And your mind is going to start going all over the place. You're going to start thinking of laundry and Walmart and, I mean, anything under the sun. That's your ego trying to remind you who's in charge. So as you breathe and count, your mind technically can only think of one thought at a time. It just does it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you breathe and count, even if it's just three breaths every time you go to the bathroom throughout the day, technically you are strengthening a muscle that you don't normally use. And so it's going to get to a point where you're not going to have a problem clearing your mind because it just automatically, you're going to go into that vibration. But the counting helps kind of, it's like reverse psychology, but it keeps your brain focused and it allows you to, you know, get into that zen space.
So just like everything else, it just takes practice.
That's why they call it a practice.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to remind everyone that April is giving readings tonight, and I believe Angie would like to have one. So I'm going to give the phone to her and let you two talk, and I'm going to feed RJ while she's doing that. You good? Okay. All right, never mind. I'm on speaker.
Okay. Sorry, I'm
excellent.
Trying to do
hello.
So I'm not very talkative this evening.
Yeah.
That's okay. Are you?
I got it.
Are you good? Are you off mommy duty for a second?
I am.
Okay.
I
all right. Good.
The baby.
Okay. Changing of the guard.
That's right.
Okay. So we are live. We are on air, and so I'm going to remind you and those that are listening. All I do is hold the space. I simply just hold the space for spirit. I like to explain, I feel like a fly on the wall in the room of the party, but I don't get to dance. You know, I got to be there, but I don't get to play. So I'm going to hold a space for your guides. Your spirit guides know you. I do apologize because they tend to have a personality that will match your own. And we just kind of met. And so I like to sugarcoat things. I go through this with every reading I do because I need people to know it is through me. It's not of me or from me. Please don't kill the messenger. So, you know, and if you're a little sarcastic or comical, your guides will talk that way. Now, as we go into information, if a loved one shows up because I am a medium, please understand they're going to show up. And it's going to be from and of the highest love and light. So we're not dealing with earthbound energy, if that makes sense. All right? Meaning they're fine. Right. They're not going to come through if they're not fine. Also, they come through because of love, and everything with mediumship is their own personality. Okay? A lot of it is symbolic. It's very much Pictionary and charades to me. So if you want to take notes, if anyone does start to talk or come through, please go for it. And also know, because we are on air, your guides know that. They're not going to, like, go right into all your stuff publicly. But when they're talking, they're going to talk about stuff they know that you know, okay, where I don't know. So, all right, if you could do me a favor and just take a breath. Just take a breath in. Exhale through your mouth. Let it go. You also need to breathe more. Yes, you are busy, but you have got to. You've got to breathe more. You are a very strong soul. You are a very old soul, but strong. And there is actually a lot of masculine energy in a lot of your past lives. Not that you have not been female, but there's a lot of you know, get out of my way, let me handle it. I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. We don't have time. Let me get it done. And a lot of that is familiarity. It is past life stuff. However, there's a lot of power there. And stuff that is going on, instead of overwhelming you, it's trying to trigger you to let go and get out of the way, to reserve some of that power and bring it back home, back into you. So as we're breathing, I'm going to scan you because I do want to let you know energetically what I am picking up. All right. Do you have any questions so far?
Nope.
Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm free.
Okay. take another breath. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it in your gut. Open your mouth and exhale. Good job. Completely let go. And one final breath. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it. Open your mouth and exhale. Dump the junk. Good job. Okay. If I go too fast, you let me know. As I go through your energy, I can't not read energy. That's it's like I'm hardwired to do that. So I'm going to go right through your energy centers, which are your chakras, your spiritual body parts. And it's kind of like it's like being spiritual Paula Deen. It's like I take that butter knife and I go right through your butter, and it's smooth, smooth, smooth until I get to your sacral chakra. All right. Chakras are non-physical energy centers in our bodies. They take that life flow energy into us and through us. And when there are emotions that we don't process, after a while of being triggered over and over and over and over, kind of like, why do I keep attracting the same friends or the same situation? Because it's triggering that emotion we're supposed to process. We don't not process them on purpose. It's just often we're not taught how. And it's also not the easy emotions. It's not, you know, joy or peace. We don't reject those. But it's deeper stuff. It's deeper fears. It's things that trigger some of your bigger insecurities. And so it explains why it's easier just to compartmentalize them, take them, shove them. After a while, those emotions become like energy clumps to me. That's what it feels like or looks like. And there is a lot of stuff going on in your sacral chakra. This is going to be 2 inches below your belly button, okay? This chakra is responsible. This is your I am center. This is your creativity. And you are naturally a very flowy, creative individual. It hasn't been like that recently. Like, literally, I want to go 2 years back. And so your guides are like, don't get stuck with the cliche. If you don't use it, you lose it. Because being creative is very important to who you are. But with this sacral chakra being off, it also is your fear center. So worry, doubt. And it's not that you're not creative or being, you know, flowy on purpose. It's just sometimes life gets in the way, and that's where it's, I'm overwhelmed, I'm tired, I don't have time to fail, I can't fail. And your guides need you to know, open that chakra, take a step back. This is why that breathing is important, and I joke a lot about it because – and it's coming up for you from your guides, this is what keeps us out of jail, right? Like, breathing keeps us out of jail and other people out of the hospital. So, you know, when people go, stop taking those, you know, few minutes to breathe, you look at them and say, hey, it's keeping both of us legal right now, so let me breathe. But, yeah, it's important. And there is this period right now where things are being removed from your control. It's not because you can't handle it, but it's because they know you have a pressure point, like a cap, and you are heading to that cap very quickly. And so if things are being removed from your plate right now, please know it's not to upset you. It's definitely not saying you're not capable. It's just saying, hey, Ange, we need to kind of pull back a little bit because you need a break. So pay attention to that sacral chakra. Research it. Look it up. Go to YouTube. Look up sacral chakra guided meditation. Play with any of the ones that are 5 minutes and shorter. Do it right before sleep. Do it in your car on your lunch break. But ultimately what that's going to do is it's going to open that sacral so things can start flowing again, and worry and doubt, not so much that you doubt that you can't do it, but so much that it's kind of like, is the timing right? Are the finances right? Maybe we need to postpone. Maybe we need to wait. All of that is coming from a blocked sacral. And so it's going to be important to get that open. I do need to go into grandmother energy on mom's side. Okay, so your grandmother on mom's side is on the other side, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, please know when you started breathing, she showed up. And what was really sweet about it was very sweet because it was like, oh, she's really cute. When she's very, like, please know I don't audibly hear. And so sometimes certain feelings could be a feeling of multiple words. And so she's looking at you surrender and breathe, and it was like, look how beautiful she is at peace. That's going to say a lot, you know, and it's also going to explain why you might feel like you've been kind of out of or in a funk, out of your joy or your own magic lately. Your mother is earthbound. Your mom is in body, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Please know, well, your grandmother is literally looking at your mom and looking at you and crossing her fingers like two peas in a pod. Now, understand, it's hard when you have two old, very, not old, but old soul, very strong women. Old soul simply means you've been here before. This is not your first rodeo, all right? And so you and mom, both of you are old souls. Both of you are very intuitive, tapped in, tuned in, turned on. And you both read each other. That's the problem, because there are moments where both of you are incredibly accurate and you're tiptoeing through each other's tulips. So your grandmother wants to quickly, like, wave at your mom, kind of like, hey, I'm going to slide in real quick and say hi, and I'm going to slide out really quickly. Like, she doesn't want to upset her daughter. And I don't know if that is a side message, like, it's not going to take much to upset her. But your grandmother just wanted to, like, you know, like, real quick, keep it safe. Hey, babe, love you. Bye. But for you, don't give up on mom. She is an older soul. She does know better. She doesn't always listen, but she doesn't mean harm. She really doesn't mean harm. And so your grandmother is like, look, there's a reason I want you to practice patience, breathe, let go. And your mom, what I love is your mom pushes you outside of your comfort zone all the time, but she's supposed to. And I know you're thinking, that's not fair. She's supposed to. And it's important because this is your sandpaper. You know, there is also some pretty deep love there between mom and you. But a lot of this stuff that's going on between mom and you have done this in lots of past lifetimes. And so, you know, it's your grandmother almost wants you to step back and give mom the space to be herself. You are a lot more aware at your age than mom is at her age, if that makes sense.
No.
Your grandmother's also going to show me the number or the letter, the number 8, and she's drawing it with her right hand. So this would indicate she was right-handed, and 8 is going to be her way of validating the 8th of a month or the 8th month, which is August, birthday, anniversary, and an event. Sometimes it is an upcoming event, but your grandmother she keeps pointing to herself, so I feel like it's something that she's trying to validate that's already happened. Okay, so again, birthday, anniversary, and event, that would be one of those things that you write down. I will tell you sometimes normally 2s, 3s, and 4s, they will validate grandkids, children. I'm not sure if this is her way of validating 8 grandkids, but just know she's bringing up 8.
God.
All right. So, all righty, and she immediately sits back down and starts smoking. All right. So whether she smoked in body or she's acknowledging someone who is smoking now who shouldn't be, please know symbolically she's sitting back like, thanks for the conversation, and she's smoking a cigarette. Okay. So, all right. Do you have any particular questions?
So I need to know, like, kind of what direction I should be going in as far as job-wise.
Okay.
Like, career-wise, or, because I have a few different, like, options that I could do. I just don't know which one I should focus on.
So here's what your guides are going to immediately say. When you do not have a direction, it means this is where you are supposed to sit back and be a little patient because there are going to be a few things that start to unfold. Right now there is no clear direction because that sacral is off. And so even if they pointed you in the right direction, if that sacral chakra stays closed, you're going to have a hard time totally embracing that position or that role. And then no matter where you go, you're going to have issues with, okay, I'm really worried about this. This is the responsibility I was given. I'm really good at it. Why do they not get out of the way and let me do my job? So there's going to be a tug of war there. So first and foremost, I can't stress enough how important it is to get that area open. All right. Second, I also need you to understand that your guides need you to open fully to the compassionate side of who you are. And this is the part that is easy for you, but also hard for you, because you're very good at any moment putting that wall up for protection. And to embrace that compassionate side of you, that means keeping that wall down. For whatever reason, embracing that compassionate side of you is exactly what's going to open some of the doors that need to open as you flow into your creativity. I also need you to know you're going to be working for a company, but it feels like it's going to be temporary. It's also not where you've been before. So whether you have already left or you're going back into, it feels like you're going to have to go back to get a paycheck. But it's temporary because it does feel like you start to flow into, as that sacral opens, you start to flow into some pretty big, exciting, creative endeavors. I don't see you necessarily working for someone else past the next 2 years. So it's going to be like a 2-year period where you work, but on nights and weekends, yes, you are going to be a mom. But really start to put together what you're feeling called to do. The what's, the how's, the when's, the where's. Spirit will handle all that.
Okay.
So, and I know you're like, no, that's not, oh, you know, it's like, that's the old soul. This is the part where they want you to let go. Let go. That's very hard for an old soul.
Damn near impossible.
Trust me, my solar plexus is usually off. That's control. You know, it's very hard being intuitive and reading everybody's stuff and not speaking up. So it is hard, but I also need to, or they need to remind you, when we step back and surrender, let go, we actually allow everything to fall into place. We become a cooperative component to creating our life, deliberate creation. You have that ability. You have that ability. You're a very good manifester, more so than you give yourself credit for. Grandfather on your dad's side, on the other side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Please know, as we're talking, he shows up, and if he could take attention and start laughing, it's like the most contagious laugh ever. Very sweet energy. It's important more than anything for the warmth to come up, to come through, to know that he is around. He's not very verbal, but he keeps putting his arms out and around as if he's trying to do that with his son. You know, like I'm putting my arms around my son, just for whatever that is symbolizing. That's what he's doing. It is really all over the place with readings, because it's like we go right into life path, and then your grandfather comes through. There is no respect of boundaries. But your grandfather is also showing me the letter L. L is going to be his way of validating. First name, middle name, nickname, but it is the letter L, as in Larry, Luke, Lila, whatever the L is. Just know he's bringing that up. He's also drawing a crisscross on his chest, smack dab in the middle. This is going to literally bring our attention right to his, the heart of the matter. So whether he passed from heart stuff, from what would it be, clogged arteries, you know, just know he's bringing my attention directly to his chest.
Yeah. He died of a heart attack.
Okay. It's just his way of validating the connection.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question without going too deep?
Oh, yeah. You can go as deep as you want. I'm an open book.
I love this girl. Okay. how is your relationship with Dad?
Yeah, there isn't one.
Okay. Please just know, from one old soul to another, if I could just summarize the message from your grandfather, is somehow please make peace and let go, because that ultimately is blocking your ability to receive abundance. I'm not saying that what has unfolded is okay. But
I need to let go.
Yes,
I understand 100%. I got it.
Yes, but I'm right there with you. I got some Dad stuff too. However, you haven't come this far to come this far. And I tell a lot of the people that I work with that. And, you know, this could only mean that so much more is coming up for you. And with a lot of people right now, they're inspiring you to go deep, clean out that old resistant energy that is no longer serving you, and let the old wound heal, because the universe has some big stuff. Your guide said crap, some big crap coming up your way. Good stuff. I know Ryan is probably like, yay, Angie's going to save the day. Woohoo! No, it includes him too. So he's got to go, you know, work on his own stuff. So 2 years, I feel like in the next 2 years, you're going to kind of go back and forth between whatever it is you've been doing. It's like, okay, that's where my skill set is for right now, or that's where the money is. But in the meantime, you've got to incorporate that breathing and that meditation, because that is that spiritual side of you. And if you negate that, then you cut out such a big part. You cut out the vibration part of you. If you think about it, and that's the part of you that is attracting, and you know, that's the part of you that talks to the universe. So breathing, meditating, and then after this 2 year or during this 2 year period, start playing with what is it that calls to you. Do you love radio? You know, do you want to like take it, do a side show with just you? You know, spiritual women. I mean, really sit and meditate on it, because there are so many ways to take what you want to do and become abundant with it. It's never about the money. It's about answering the call of your soul, and the money will always follow.
Yeah.
Always. So
I agree with that.
Of, then? What's the resistance? What's causing you to dig your heels in a little bit?
I mean, with me, I think it's more of, like, I feel so overwhelmed with every responsibility that I have, you know, and, like, everything's
mm-hmm.
on the same plate, so it's like I feel like the things that are for me just need to be put in the back and just not worried
Aww.
About.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
not that that's a bad
no.
thing. That's not sad at all. Like, I enjoy taking care of others and, you know, and being a mom, and but
true,
I mean,
but
there's
plus, a balance. There's
things that I really want to do that, you know, it takes money. You have to have money to go to school. You have to have money to start your own business. So, I mean, it's about finding a way to gain that money that's sucking my soul out until I can do what's going to make my soul happy. Yes, toppings.
You know, yes.
I want a restaurant so bad.
Oh, I love that. And you know what's funny? The minute you said that, all of a sudden Spirit showed me a food truck, not a restaurant.
And you know, I've been thinking about that too. A food truck. So that's funny.
It's like that could totally be your thing. Let me tell you a little thing about money. I feel so bad for it because I think it gets such a bad rap. And, you know, it could solve so many problems in the world. But the truth is, money is no different energy than bananas or water or sex or, you know, clutter. Or, I mean, the truth is, when you're playing with the energy of something, it doesn't matter what it is. You're either going to be allowing it or you're going to be pushing it away. So if money is an issue, sometimes it is a past life thing. But no matter where it's coming from, if what is something that you don't have a problem receiving a large amount of? Like, it's just always there for you.
Love.
What is it?
Love.
Love. Oh, my God, I love that answer. Okay, yes. So you don't push against it because there's a part of you that views it as there is never a lack of it. Okay? Money, on the other hand, we push against because it's like we know we're not going to be able to enjoy it when we get it. It comes in, it goes out. It's already... You know, the IRS already has it before we even get it. So, you know, so many of us love it, want it, work hard to get it, and then it's gone. It's gone.
Gone.
And so what I want you to do is I want you to focus on the money, the vibration of the money. Don't push against it. Don't focus on the void. Don't focus on the lack. When we focus on the lack of it, we're going to get more of lack, not more of what the goal is.
That makes sense.
So,
all right,
it
Ryan's
does make
me
sense.
The devil on here.
Oh no!
We've got other
yeah,
callers.
We got another caller.
I know, Angie. It was so good working with you. Thank you for
letting me know.
No,
thank you for giving me that blessing. I really appreciate it.
You are a great, great energy.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
I kind of like your energy as well.
Thank you. All right, so you guys have questions?
Yes, we do have two callers calling in. I'm going to go ahead and put the first one on here. Again, let's limit one question per person, please, because... Mm-hmm.
I took up all your time. And I'm not ashamed either.
It's okay.
I mean, it's okay.
It was good.
Hey, when spirit talks, you listen, right? You got to hear what they have to say.
That's right.
So, again, if you just limit to one question, please. I'll put our first guest on the air right now. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, I guess.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
This is Ryan.
I'm Sarah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi,
nice
Sarah.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good. How are you? Do you have
doing
a
well?
Do you have a question that you want to ask Spirit, or do you want to just receive a general message that Spirit has for you?
No, just a general message.
Oh, those are my favorite because we just kind of get out of the way and let it unfold. All right, I'm actually going to pull a card. The cards that I use are Oracle cards. They're not tarot cards. And so this particular deck is one of James Van Praagh's newer decks, and it is from your guides. And I like to talk about your guides, your angels, it's your spiritual entourage. Because they're going to go wherever you go. So the message for you right now is, I like this. It's very basic, but it's kind of very true. Like attracts like. That which is of itself, that is what is like itself, is it will attract that is of what is like itself. So the very thing that you're trying to make come together, notice the words they're using, because Spirit loves play on words. But whatever it is you're trying to bring together, like one cord, one electrical cord, and then the electrical outlet. Like, it's almost like one is too short, and you're still like, I don't care. I'm going to stretch it, and I'm going to make them plug into each other. What they keep saying is, hold on a moment. Hold on a moment. It feels like whatever it is, let it come together. There are parts of it, again, I don't know if this is paperwork they're talking about, if it really is a decision of some sort. What they're saying is, hold on for a moment. The pieces are going to come together, but one of those sides is deficient in something. Let it either fill up or let it fill out, and then you'll be able to connect the two pieces. Okay, so it's okay. Not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just hold on. One side is not ready. One side's not ripe yet. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. I am going to pull one more card because I want to add to what they said. Okay, what is the one thing that you can surrender in this situation that's going to actually help it move along? And the message is for you to surrender to receiving support and love. And as much as I love your leave me alone, let me do it independent attitude, that is amazing. I am all for it. But your guides very much need you to know you have got to receive help as much as you are able to hold it together, because sometimes the miracle is about the helper helping you, not necessarily you receiving the help. And so, you know, it is going to be a win-win. But for whatever reason with this situation, it's important that you allow love and support of others in. Oh, I thought that said father. Okay. I'm reading the bottom of the card, and it said father, and I thought, that's interesting. Please make a note of that, okay, because it could be a very similar message to Angie of, you know, see the stuff, heal the stuff, deal with that stuff, let it go, and move on, because that could be the energy of the one side that's not ready yet. Okay, even if it's two sides within you that you're trying to bring together. Okay, my love, does that help? Did that help answer or bring light to the decision you're trying to bring together?
Yes.
Ooh, good, 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 good. Okay, I do want to thank you for letting me hold space for you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Well, have a great evening.
You too.
And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, Ryan, if anybody wants to schedule a reading with me, or they want to look at some of the services I offer, they can visit the website, which is aprilroane.com. And there's a lot of stuff that I'm actually in the works of putting together that is going to be uploaded. I even have a blog that is on there with free downloads. But they can absolutely go to the website and even purchase a reading and schedule it online as well.
I might need to do that because, I mean, hearing you doing these readings for Angie and Sarah over here, I'm pretty interested in getting reading done myself. But we have another caller coming on the show, calling in. I'm going to go ahead and put her on.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Ryan?
Yes?
Ryan, can you hear me? Hey, it's Lynn.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
I've been listening for a while.
Yeah, well, you have a question or you want to get read by April?
Yeah, so I was listening to everything April's been saying, especially when she was talking to you about your breathing. That's a lot of stuff I've been studying up on. But yeah, for April, it was really kind of like the last one, just a general message about this upcoming year, if anything, good or bad.
Sure.
I just feel like something is going to happen this year.
Yes. So here's the thing. When we open up the spirit, there are things that I did prior to coming onto the show, like setting, I always say prayer, you know, you call in the big dogs. And as I hold the space, sometimes those messages that are coming through could come from loved ones, they could come from angels, they can come from guides. And so as you were talking to Ryan, I felt the need to pull the deck from Kyle Gray's, one of his new angel decks. It's Ascended Masters. And I love that energy for you. But as I started to pull the card, and I did pull the card, and I'm going to give that to you, there was a side message. And out of nowhere, I just kept hearing the word or feeling the word, mom, over and over, mom, mom. So please understand, I read energy whether energy is in body or not. That's why I was able to read Angie on air and then read loved ones that come through. And so where you're headed with 2019, this very much is the year of authenticity. Okay, and there are some little, and I love how your guides are using the word little, there are some little loose ends with mom, okay, whether it is from her passing, whether it is with her health, there's some little loose ends, and some of those loose ends are dealing with the throat chakra, which is communication. Speaking up, listening, acknowledging, validating, feeling supported, feeling heard. And so it makes sense to understand that whatever those things are with mom, even if they are taking almost like a moment for being appreciative for even the things that drove you super nuts about her, and just know they're using the word drove as in past tense. Mom's on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's like she's trying to talk, and I'm like, you ain't tiptoeing around this. There's no way. But, you know, there is this core strength that both of you have. And, you know, even though it made both of you clash and go forehead to forehead sometimes, when both of you were right, both of you were right. But what she's trying to say is this is the year of authenticity. You know, don't push away those things within her that you hated, because those are the very things within you that make you strong. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's coming from your mama's mouth. Very strong woman. Also, she's also showing me three. Three would be the third of the month. The third month, which would be March. Just her way of validating the message. And then she keeps calling you baby, but it's almost like there's a little Southern twang there as well. But it's kind of softens off, and this is where mediumship says, I know you want to hear about your plans for 2019, but mom is like, ooh, I've got the microphone. So, But just know, mom, very much, it's her personality. She is so grateful for the strength that you have, because you have helped her in more ways than one. And so as you embrace those, this is why I say it's through me, not from me, don't kill the messenger. As you embrace those balls that your mother gave you, that is the authenticity, you know. It's being grateful for those sides within you, those parts within you. And because of that, that's going to go into that card I pulled for you. It is Isis. It is very much ancient energy, but it's magic manifesting. It's receiving. It's enjoying the receiving. Your dreams, visions, and goals are becoming a reality. Stay focused. Again, don't look at the lack, look at the abundance. And when we look at the abundance, we get more to be abundant of, or abundant to feel abundant for. Also, there is a dog on the other side that is coming through for you. I cannot tell if it is male or female. Aww. I just can tell that it is overpowering. It's like, oh, my God, my mom. And so even if it's a little guy, it just feels like, you know, I've got to get all up in her face. So I hope that that helped shed a little bit of light on some stuff. I do need you to know, we're going into June, July, August. September might be a little off for you. Please know it is only a certain amount of days. It is not permanent. Okay? This is going to be like that foreshadowing, and they're telling you, keep your chin up, do your extra breathing in September. You're going to be fine. All right?
Okay,
my love, thank you for letting me read
you. Thank
you
so much. All right, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Lynn. Time. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Well, I got to admit, guys, this is the first time I've actually had callers onto the show, which doesn't say much about the show, but yeah, usually we don't take callers. So if I sound a little awkward and not knowing what to say when I have callers, it's pretty much because I don't know what to say when I have callers. This is the first time.
You're doing great, baby. You're good.
So,
yes,
but,
you did. You did great.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I thought I had a total brain fart. You ever do that?
There goes the brain.
Yeah, exactly. It's left the station. How did you know that you had a gift? When did you first discover that there was something different about you?
Different would be the word. It wasn't a gift as much as it was realizing, oh my God, there's something good in me that makes me feel relevant. Mm-hmm. You know, and the more that I started doing this in 2009 is where I was actually working through a 12-step program, and I was meditating and journaling, and those are your tools or some of your tools. And meditating and journaling, no matter what religion you are, it's a spiritual journey. It's going to open you up. And so it hasn't stopped then. What I have realized is we all have the gift. We all have different, amazing, beautiful, perfect ways that spirit source talks to us and through us all the time. You know, it's the reason that the empaths feel. It's the reason the clairvoyants see. It's the reason that the claircognizants just know. It was 2009, but I was the black sheep and the oddball out my whole entire life.
When you were talking about the spirit posse, does everyone have a spirit posse, or is it some people just have a spirit guide, other people have angels, or do they all have a bunch of different entities around them? I like
all
to know about
the above.
My spirit posse.
Yeah, well, you know, the spirit posse to me is all the above. It's you, me, it's all the people that are in body, that are aware, they're awake. And they're bumping it around. They're just trying to figure out how to make this the most amazing life yet. We all, every individual on this planet, in this universe, has access to divine beings. We are creative divine beings. And those beings are spirit guides, and they are angels and archangels. And you have your own group. There are times that additional guides and angels will come in, depending on what we're going through, but never, ever, ever are any of us ever alone. The key to connecting with them is being quiet, breathing, as simple as those three breaths. You are changing your levels of consciousness. You have to understand your spirit guides and angels are a vibration. They are a frequency, and when we are operating from ego 24/7, we aren't on that same frequency. And so when you slow down and breathe, you are able to connect in. In fact, that's what the term medium is. It's, you know, the other side tends to kind of alter their frequency, and I alter my frequency, and we meet in the middle. And so to connect with the other side, it is so important that you tweak your vibration. And you do that through breathing. So people say that's too simple. Yes, it is. It's supposed to be simple. Love is simple.
Sometimes the truest answers are the simplest ones.
but we feel like it has to be more
difficult. Yeah, we try to, like, that can't be it. It's got to be something more difficult than that, but really, you know.
It is. I mean, really, if you look back, all of the parts of your life that you thought you were a goner, you made it through. You made it through. The minute, what do they tell you when you're struggling in water? Stop fighting, float, you know, take a breath,
mm-hmm.
relax. The minute we ease up and let go and we get out of our own way, it's almost like you realize that the universe is there to take care of you always, always has. Ryan, your mom won't stop trying to get in to say something to you. So I just want you to know before we do wrap, because I know that we're getting into that end, the ends of the party, your mom needs you to know that there are still times that you may shoot a message to her, a thought, and she mm-hmm. hears you. She hears you all the time. Plus, she is going to say point blank that she wants to take credit for sending RJ to both of you.
Well, I mean, wow.
Well, all I can say is thank you, then.
Yes.
He's a blessing.
Yes.
She's like,
sure.
Oh, by the way, thank you for having
surprise.
My baby.
Yeah.
There's definitely a great gift from
so
her.
Women should not have babies after 40, so that was kind of a cruel trick.
Hallelujah. I totally feel you. Even though my ovaries are like, oh, my God, this is where we say goodbye. That is definitely a miracle.
So when he's screaming at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'll just look up in the heavens and say, thanks, Mom. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Well, and then
Thank you so much. Mom
goes, your mom's like, karma's a wonderful thing. So evidently the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, Angie already compares him to me a lot. Apparently, I screamed a lot with the baby because.
That's sweet. But I want to thank you for having me on your show.
I don't know if it's in a good way, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure whenever he misbehaves, that's when she compares him to me.
Hey,
so
I'm reaping what you sowed, bud.
Because we both of our daughters were like angels.
Angels.
And he's an angel when he's sleeping. Sorry.
I hear him in the I love it.
Hard.
I hear him in the background.
He's got a crooked halo. Yeah. Yeah, he definitely wants to be known for sure.
He's perfectly divinely he has perfectly divinely manifested.
Well, I mean, if you'd known all this, like the circumstances behind, you know, Angie even getting pregnant.
Yeah, and then of him getting here, it's just,
mm-hmm.
it truly is a miracle. Like both of my pregnancies, it's definitely, there's no way I cannot believe in a God or a higher power because these two were made to be here.
He's supposed to be here.
At all odds.
Yeah, and
they made it through a lot.
How brilliant, because they chose you and you chose them.
Yeah.
I know some people are like, there's no way
I chose
this one.
He chose wisely.
But yeah, it's pretty amazing. Listen to him.
Sure.
I love
and
it. His throat chakra is wide open.
Yeah, it is.
He's going to be a very spiritual baby. I can tell you that right now. For all the
How
stuff
cute.
We go, our parafamily we have here in Virginia, they've, you know, taken him in as pretty much their own. Everyone loves him. And he's going to grow up loved by more than just us. And that's really cool. That's a really good feeling.
He's a
I can't wait
baby.
To see what what life holds for him, you know, with the way that we are, kind of see what he's adapted from us.
Exactly.
It'll be scary.
You are going to have a what do they call that, a glimpse of the future just by listening to him talk very seriously in the background of your radio shows.
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to go back and listen to it.
Oh, my God. He is very much like a happy baby, but knows what he wants when he wants it.
Amen.
That is, he won't be satisfied until he gets what he wants.
How cute. Hmm. How cute. You both are very, very lucky.
Amen. We sure are.
We're getting close to the end. I know you have a lot of stuff you want to plug. We even talked about your book. I was going to ask you about, ways to be more spiritual. So we have to have you back on the show because I want a reading myself.
I would be honored.
And we would definitely appreciate it. We appreciate you taking the time and to come on the show and like to give you this opportunity to plug whatever you have coming up, anything you want to talk about.
Well, you know, I work at in Casadega, which is a spiritualist camp in Lake Helen, Florida, and it's by Orlando. It's a very historic town. It's pretty cool, and I do work in the beautiful, very healing, very haunted Hotel Casadega. And Saturday they do have their big gala. So if you are in Central Florida, come on over Saturday or Sunday. I will be doing readings at Hotel Casadega. I am also excited because I'm working on a new online surrender workshop. And so that will be uploaded and all the information will be on the website. And I'm also working on another mini workbook that will be able to be digitally downloaded from the website as well. And then other than that, I'm just, you know, I work in Casadega and do readings and workshops for them on the weekends. And then I work with my own clients during the week. And I'm just flowing and I'm enjoying it. Trying, you know, it is a practice. It is a practice. But yes, and all of my books, if you look up online, April Claxton, Claxton, that is the last name that I used when I wrote the book, so I can't change it. But they are on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. The Empath Workbook is also online. It's on the website, and the website is aprilroan.com or spiritposse.net.
I'll add the links to your books on Amazon to my Facebook page. So if check out your books or check out your Facebook page, I'll share the links on all my pages. So make sure people want to get in touch with you, they can do that. I definitely want to thank you for coming on the show and joining us, picking up.
Thank you for my reading. It was a wonderful.
It was
thank
a great
you.
Experience.
You are so welcome. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to your listeners, to those who called in. Thank you for allowing me to hold the space for you. I also would love to ask for prayers. A very close friend of ours, and he's also in the paranormal community. A lot of you guys know him as Tim Miley, the founder of Potographs for Pooches. Lots of prayers for him because he is going through some stuff with Murray, who's the face of Potographs for Pooches. And I really do feel he's going to need all of our prayers and support right now. And I just want to send everybody oodles and oodles of love and blessings and just a gorgeous, gorgeous new 2019 new year.
Yes, we'll definitely send prayers up for him and send positive vibrations and, and for sure. And thank you very much for coming on. Come on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. I love you guys. Have a great, 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 great night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, thank you, April, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to tune in next week where we have Donald Molnar, the paranormal MD, or haunted MD, paranormal MD, the haunted MD coming on the show. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Same freaking awesome time, same freaking awesome channel.